Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And I'm thrilled to have you here. And I mean, I love you that you listen week after week, and you write to me and you tell me that you get excited about the guests that I have and that it changes your life. So keep it coming. Keep listening. It's exciting for me to be able to make a difference in your life. Today, I'm planning to make a difference in your life in a new way. I have a very interesting guest coming on, and I have to say that I've never interviewed anybody before in his field. Or if I have, I didn't know it. I mean, that's not what the show is about. That might have been an auxiliary thing that they do, but this is what this man does. So let me just say, like, he's one of America's top 10 stage hypnotists. And he's also one of the world's top experts in human hypnotic sexuality. And so today we're going to explore all of that with our guest. His name is Richard Anthony. And we're going to find out what that means, because, of course, I'm puzzled by what human hypnotic sexuality is. Like, that sounds kind of interesting and a little scary and edgy for me. So welcome to the show, Richard Anthony.
Thank you, Lori. And don't be scared. It can be edgy, but it's not scary.
Okay, so let me tell you what I got from, you know, from that introduction. I don't think I've ever seen you. Are you a Vegas hypnotist? You're like a stage person?
I started around the Boston area.
Okay.
I played all over New England. Then, and from there I came. Actually, I shouldn't say that. You know what? I started in Las Vegas.
You did?
My very first gig was with a female stage hypnotist named Ginger Court. Okay, and that was in 1969, and I was only a teenager.
Wow.
But I had rewritten her show for her, and she said, "You know what? You could do this just as easy as I can. You know as much as I do. You're getting on stage with me this week." So I was panic stricken. I think I don't remember much about that first show, because I think I drank about four glasses of wine before I went up. But I do remember we got a big hand from the audience. And after that, I didn't have to drink wine. I just loved it. It was incredible. So I actually started in Vegas, and she and I played the Playboy circuit. We played all over the country. Then when we broke up, I went home because my mother had a heart attack and open heart surgery. So all my brothers and my sister were working. So I was the one who only worked at night, which was worked out for them because they could come over and watch my mother while I went and performed. So that's how I got to New England, how I ended up playing all over New England.
You know, I'm sorry I missed you there, because I was in New England. I got to New England in 1972, and I stayed there until 1981, and somehow I missed you.
I played most of the time at Nick's Comedy Stop in downtown Boston.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
Yeah.
For a long time. Okay. And then I played Hampton Beach in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes down the Cape. And a few times up in Maine, along the Maine seacoast in the summertime. But in the wintertime, you could find me at Nick's Comedy Stop in Boston. And I went directly from Nick's back to Las Vegas at the Riviera. And I stayed at the Riviera for 3 years. Then I went back out on the road and started playing casinos across the country.
Mm.
Now, when I was in Boston playing at Nick's, and I had all that time during the daytime taking care of my mother, that's where I came up with the idea for Hypnosis for Lovers, because with my first stage partner, we had used hypnosis in the bedroom for a long time.
Okay, stop right there. Hold on, hold on, hold on. So that's like, what a segue. So yeah, the reason we got in touch with each other was because of a book you wrote called Hypnosis for Lovers. But before you go there, we got to define what is human hypnotic sexuality. Or maybe you're leading up to that. I don't know. I like to give my listeners the definition of terms that I use that they might not know anything about that I say in the introduction before we move on, so they don't get hung up going like, what was that? What was that? What was that?
You know what I mean? I actually was going to explain this.
Okay.
Because it's fairly easy to explain.
Okay.
Once you to think about something. First of all, for years and years and years, therapeutic hypnotists have been able to take people to the dentist's office who couldn't stand the thought of having a Novocaine shot, or maybe their bodies rejected Novocaine and it wasn't good for them.
Right.
So using hypnosis, they were able to dull the pain so that the dentist could work on them. In actual surgery, I have done this once myself for a doctor friend of mine, mm-hmm. but I know it's been done quite a few times. Biopsies, in my case, it was a liver biopsy with a guy who was allergic to every kind of anesthetic you can possibly imagine. So my doctor friend asked me if I would work with him and see if we could do it using hypnosis, and we did. And the guy got off the table, and the nurses were looking at him like, what? Because he had, you know, there was no taking him to recover from the anesthetic or anything. He just got up and walked off the table.
Let me get this straight, because like I have a very high pain threshold, but that's because of things I actually tell myself. I almost do self hypnosis. Novocaine. My father was a dentist, but my current dentists, the latest dentists, they don't use nitrous oxide anymore, or the things that my father used to use to make it all pleasant, like a couple of cocktails. My father and his best friend would say, how many cocktails do you want when you got in the dental chair? So I get that I can tell myself as I breathe that I can handle whatever it is I'm feeling. But you're telling me that you actually hypnotized somebody, and was the person under, like, were they in trance?
Yeah, and they can, and because of the suggestions I give them, they can either have that pain so dull that it's not noticeable, or actually cut it off altogether. Just depends on the person.
Wow, that's a tremendous use of hypnosis that it doesn't always. I mean, I don't know. A lot of people, I don't know. I just haven't heard about it in years. You know what I mean? I have not heard about that use of hypnosis, although now when you're saying to me, yeah, of course I know about that.
Mm-hmm. It's actually been written up in the New England Journal of Medicine. Mm-hmm. I think there's about 3 articles on the use of hypnosis in surgery. Some of it actually a major surgery, but a lot of minor surgeries it's very, very useful for. Now, having said that, let's segue to this. I thought about this when I had all that time when I was taking care of my mother, and I said, you know what? My girlfriend, who was my stage partner when I first started out, and I used to do this in the bedroom, and instead of dulling the pain, I'm not saying you enhance the pain.
I hope I'm not, unless you're into BDSM.
No. What you can do is enhance human sexual responses. You can make the response that you normally would feel from being touched, you know, having someone touch you, or actually even, like you said, self-hypnosis, even touching yourself. You can enhance that twice, sometimes 3 times. The more you do it, actually, the more it gets, the more it enhances. But that's simply because your mind builds neural nets and does the enhancement almost all by itself once you've done it like 10 times.
Okay, I got to stop you. I got a few questions here. Sorry, but I have to know this. First of all, this is the woman that got you on the stage in Vegas.
Yes.
So in this, in 1969, when it was unfashionable, thank you so much for doing this, you as a teenager were having a relationship with an older woman.
That's correct. She was, let's see, I was 19. She was 26.
Richard, I love you. Okay, now we're going to keep going. Thank you. I mean, it's very fashionable now, but it wasn't fashionable then. So now I want to say to you, okay, did you hypnotize her and she hypnotized you? How could, if one was both, in a trance, how could the other one? Yeah.
That's what I was going to take the next
section. Okay.
This works better. And when I teach the events, this works better if one person is doing the hypnotizing and the other person is receiving.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do I teach both people to do it? Yes, because maybe the next time you have sex, you just flip it over and maybe she hypnotizes you or you hypnotize her. Whoever went first gets go second.
Yeah, I'm fully aware of one of the tantra techniques or one of the recommendations that I make to people in tantra is that not everybody has to go. Not everyone has to have a turn. Not everybody has to have an orgasm. Not everybody has to come. Like, it's actually juicier sometimes to alternate dates, alternate appointments, so that one night I know I'm going to be the receiver and the next night I know my partner's going to be the receiver. There's something wonderful and relaxing and more heightened if one partner knows that they don't have to do anything that evening except just receive. For some people, that's very scary. They don't want to go out of control. That's why they come to Tantra in the first place. But that's the whole idea, to go out of control so you can have these amazing experiences. So
that's correct.
So we're going to take a short break right here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what you've discovered in the taking turns of this and people who you've worked with. And then we're going to talk about your book. Because I want to know some more about that, and then I want, you know, later we'll find out how people can get in touch with you, where they can see you, etc. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I'm talking to Richard Anthony, who is a professional hypnotist who has worked circuits in New England and Vegas and all over the place. And he's written a book about hypnosis for lovers. And he just talked to us about human hypnotic sexuality, which, if you haven't thought about it, especially if you're somebody who doesn't want to do drugs, I'm just going to say, if you haven't thought about it, this could heighten your awareness, heighten your experience. And Richard's going to tell us more. So I hope you're at the edge of your seat. We're coming right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Lori Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
I want to talk to you about the craziest and most inventive sex toy or sex enhancement that I've come upon in a long time. It's called Love Rider, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. That's L-U-V-R-Y-D-R, Love Rider. So I know the couple that invented it. They never intended to invent it. They stumbled upon it. And isn't that how most things go in life? The subtitle to Love Rider is Grab the Bar and Ride Your Lover Wild. And I want to tell you that I've had multiple experiences with Love Rider. I've taken it all around the world, and I've had lovers experience it. I've given it to them overnight and told them to come back and tell me their experience with it, and every one of them comes back with a raving report. It's a harness that the person receiving puts around their shoulders, either forwards or backwards, whatever. It depends on what position you want to use the Love Rider in. And the person who's giving, the penetrator, takes the handlebar like they're riding a horse, and they lean back and they get amazing angles of penetration from using this device. It's hard to describe, but I want to encourage you to go there and look it up. Listen, my lover gave it a 5.5 stars out of 5. That's all I got to say. So go to loverider.com and look for this beautiful invention, and you can use my name if you call them, or you can use my code Butterfly Workshops, letting them know that you heard about Love Rider through me. That's loverider.com, L-U-V-R-Y-D-R. We're back with Sex and Happiness, and again, I'm Lori Handlers, your host, and I love your sex and happiness. I think they go hand in hand. And I think Richard's got some really good points to share with us about sex and happiness. So, Richard, where we left off, we were talking about you teaching couples, both parties in a couple, to hypnotize each other so that one could relax while receiving. Am I following you right?
Yes, actually, here's how I do seminars and events, Lori.
Okay.
If we're doing a weekend, then on Friday night, we do a meet and greet at a bar or wherever it happened, you know, the hotel, wherever we're holding the event. Then we get to meet the people. Sometimes I'll do a little hypnosis demonstration. So will I usually love to have a female do this with me. Hey, Lori, what are you doing in a couple of months in Phoenix?
Duh. Well, actually, in a couple of months, in 3 months, I'll be back regular full-time in Phoenix for a while, for about a month or
okay.
two. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk after we record
right.
this. Anyway, I like to do this with females, and I have several females across the United States, and I'm about to take a tour of Europe where I also have several females who have learned from the book and from my course, because I have a course outline, et cetera, that this is how we present it. Now I'm going to tell you how we do this. So, Friday night meet and greet, maybe a few hypnosis demonstrations. Then Saturday morning, this is an 8-hour class mm-hmm. with a 1-hour break for lunch. So seven full hours.
Okay.
Saturday morning starts off with how to hypnotize. Okay. Mm-hmm. We teach several different methods over the first 3.5 hours on how to hypnotize each other. Then we take a lunch break and we come back and it's practice session. Then I ask them, please go home. I don't care who does it to who when you go home or go to your hotel room, whatever the case may be. One of you receives, the other hypnotizes, and kind of keep track of how it goes because we're going to discuss it on Sunday morning. So Saturday night, I will sometimes even do a show, depending upon where the location is, and open the show up to the public. And of course, the people that come to the event go for free. Uh-huh. But I'll do a comedy hypnosis show just so they can see what it's like. Anyway, Sunday morning, we have the first hour with discussions and questions and whatever they have and their experience of the night before. Then, if they need a little practice, we'll take, you know, the next hour in practice. Then comes hypnosis for lovers. We actually will teach 7 different scenarios, including one tantra, by the way, 7 different scenarios of what you can do so that they don't have to go home Sunday night and say, gee, let's see, what can I think up that I could do with my partner? So I always tell them, try these 7 different things first. And it's a hypnotic massage, a fantasy lover, okay? Mm-hmm. A tantric, hypnotantric sex. there is one, I wouldn't call it BDSM, but it is a submission, and in other words, one becomes the mistress or the master, master. And there's 7 different scenarios for them to go home and practice on. And as part of the course, they get a copy of the book that I sent to you, which also has about 100 things, possibilities that you can try out. So that when you go home and you get bored with the first 7, which takes a while, by the way, I found that out, Lori.
Yeah, I was going to say, really?
Yeah. But I do include about 100 suggestions of things they can try.
That's so great, Richard. So just let's backtrack for a second, because I consider Tantra to be hypnotic anyway.
It is.
I mean, just to sit and eye gaze with your partner and float off together, like in consciousness, is very, very hypnotic. So now I'm very, my curiosity is very piqued. Like, I can't wait to read about this and try this tantric exercise that you have that would heighten it from, I mean, because to me, Tantra's, you know, the ultimate drug. Like, it's the ultimate, it's the ultimate high in terms of using the body the way the body was designed to be used, and the way sexual energy was designed to be moved. So I'm excited about this,
yes.
Richard. And I love your creativity.
Well,
it's
bear
so
in
cool.
mind. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, your creativity about all this is so cool. Like, what great stuff.
Well, bear in mind, in the Tantra, which I have practiced before, okay? Mm-hmm. All of this, because of the limited amount of time to teach, I mean, this is they should come to you to really learn all about Tantra. This is just a real exercise, real quick thing that you can do. In other words, sitting, facing your partner, okay, entering and not doing, and having no goal in mind as far as when to come, who's going to come, et cetera, et cetera. And doing it through hypnosis and self-hypnosis. This is one time when I encourage the couples, once they get used to hypnotizing each other, to use double hypnosis. Because as you, as a Tantra practitioner, know, when you're with a partner, you're both really in trance anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and the more things, you know, the more stuff going on too. Let me just say to you that I'm a tremendous fan of the therapist Milton Erickson. And Milton Erickson used to put, like, he sort of was the precursor to NLP. So he used to put his patients into trance by having, he would have a television going, music going and maybe a sound machine, and maybe he'd be clicking his pen, something you and I talked about off air before. He'd be doing different things, and his patients who saw him for psychotherapy would fall into trance because there were too many things. The mind got too boggled by all these different stimulation things going on at the same time. The television playing in the background, music playing in the background, a pen clicking. And so then they would tell him more things. They weren't guarded about what they told him in the sessions, and he could help them faster. So I was always a tremendous fan of Milton Erickson. And what you're saying about double hypnosis is reminding me of him, you know?
Yep. I met Milton and Betty in 1970, shortly before he died.
Yeah.
And, you know, we spent about 2 or 3 hours with him in a small group when he and Betty were teaching what they were doing. Now, here's a very, very interesting thing. NLP, which you mentioned, okay, mm-hmm. Richard Bandler and I happened Richard Bandler and I happened to be working at UCLA at the Parapsychology Clinic at the same time. And this was when he was just developing NLP.
Oh, my goodness.
So I got to see it from the ground up. And neither one of us knew at the time, but the whole program was being funded by a certain government agency that starts with C and ends with A, and you can fill in the middle.
Yes, well, I actually know about that. That's a whole other. But I mean, I'm aware of that. I had someone on my show a long time ago who's a Tantra professional named Sean Roop, and he was part of the Air Force, and they sent him to England to train in remote viewing and hypnosis, NLP, etc., to become a better spy or something for the government. And he told me lots of things on this show because he's now a Tantra guy. But I'm aware of that stuff. I don't know if all my listeners are aware of that stuff, but yeah.
Well, if your listeners aren't, go rent a movie called The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Oh, I'm writing that down. Okay, The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Because, that's correct, and because that's this story.
Wow.
The story you just told?
Yeah.
If you want to see it, I mean, of course, some of the names were changed to protect the innocent.
Of course.
But it is the story.
Okay,
and
that's
you'll love
great.
It. It's Jeff Bridges and Clooney, and I forget who the third guy was. Anyway. It's a fun movie, and it is exactly about this and about hypnosis and what they did and what they the ESP portion of it, the NLP portion of it, all kinds of stuff. It's a very entertaining movie.
Very great. Thanks, Richard. That's great. Well, we're going to have a little break here, and then when we come back, let's go into some details, like some reports that people have given you, who you've taught the techniques to, and what a little bit more about the book, you know, how people can find it. If someone can't take your course, where will they get it? So we'll give all those details in the next segment, and then we'll see what's possible, like what people could do, if they can, where they can find you, how they can invite you. We'll give them that information. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm interviewing Richard Anthony. What a pleasure. I mean, I'm having a great time with him, learning stuff about my own trade and some things that would help people get over their sexual fears and their shame and the guilt of liking or wanting sex. All kinds of possibilities here are lurking when we're talking about hypnosis, different from if you're on stage in a hypnosis show and you know you're under a trance and then you have to act silly. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. What are you all doing for Valentine's this year? We have something that we've cooked up for you that we think is really special.
You know, Valentine's candy, flowers, we get that all the time. But how about stretching past what you might think you want and doing something extraordinary and exciting and so sexy it'll blow your skirt up?
I want it.
Come to Hedonism with us. We have intimacy and sex magic ready for you. A full week packed with excitement, sexy, hot, life-changing.
So that's myself, Laurie Handlers, and Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce and Dr. Mark Pierce. We will be cooking up this sexy week for you.
Go to exoticlifestyleevents.com and look for the Valentine's Week logo.
You will not be sorry. You would never have a regret for joining us at Hedonism in the Caribbean, in Jamaica, for Valentine's Week. You will pinch yourself. You'll be so excited. You'll never want to do just plain old flowers and candy again.
They'll be living sex, magic, and happiness.
Really. So join us. Go to the website again one more time.
ExoticLifestyleEvents.com.
As a sex and happiness coach, I understand that increased sexual participation intensifies sexual responsiveness and desire, as well as overall health and well-being. My experience with a Sibian has personally increased my sexual response, and I can now train women to use this machine to have peak orgasms as often as possible. I strongly believe this will add to their health and well-being, whether they have a partner or not. The beauty and the miracle of the human body is that it adapts and changes much more rapidly than people change their beliefs or their opinions. The Sibian can make any woman's body more resilient with each peak orgasm. Sibian is an amazing experience, often described as the Lamborghini of sex toys. If you're a woman and you can get yourself to look at Sibian, you should do so. It won't take away from your partner. It will only add. Trust me on this. I love my Sibian. Go to Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. Or call 1-800-253-6135. That's 800-253-6135. And say Laurie Handlers told you about Sibian. And by the way, if you do have a partner, ask about Venus for Men. That's Venus, V-E-N-U-S, for Men.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
This is Sex and Happiness, a show about your sex and your happiness. And today we're finding out how hypnosis in the bedroom can help you overcome things. But we're really finding out how it can enhance things, how it can increase your sensitivity, your receptivity, and your feeling. So, Richard, you're an interesting guy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, like, this is so cool. I mean, when I tell people to use hypnosis, by and large, it's because that's how I stopped smoking. I stopped cigarette smoking in 1993. I went to a friend of mine who's a hypnotist, and I paid whatever the money was, and I said to her, I really want to stop smoking. And she told me two very important things. One is, only 51% of me has to want to stop. and 51 beats 49, you know, like in a ball game. Like, I was always waiting I was always waiting for the 100%. You know, like, I can't really be serious about stopping smoking unless I'm 100%. But she said, no, 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 51, then come to me. So I went to her, and 51% was definitely in favor of me stopping cigarette smoking. And she put me in trance and took away the urge to smoke and every other thing. I can't even remember the session, although I wasn't out cold. I was very conscious and very present during the session, which was a little surprising. I thought I was going to be sort of knocked out, but I wasn't. And then she said to me, you can come back for another two times if this didn't work, and you might not need to, which was a surprise. And I didn't ever need to. As a matter of fact, when I walk out of a restaurant and people are cigarette smoking, or I pass by a car where someone's window is open and they're smoking a cigarette, I almost am shocked that people still do that. Like, it took away not only my own memory of it and my own urge for it and everything else, but it took away the knowledge that other people do it. Like, it was complete.
Yes.
It was complete and total.
And let me tell you, I wanted to mention something that you mentioned at the very beginning, that you were surprised because you remember everything and you weren't out of it, etc.
Yeah.
No one is. People have a misconception about what hypnosis is. It is more like daydreaming. In fact, it's very much like daydreaming. If you hook someone up on an electroencephalogram, the brainwaves look very similar. Okay, here's what it is. Think about when you're in a daydream, you can hear things that are going on in the kitchen or outside. You can actually hear traffic going by or something like that. It just doesn't matter to you because you are hung up on whatever the topic of that daydream is.
Correct.
Here's what happens in hypnosis. Once you using self-hypnosis or the hypnotist who hypnotizes you, gets you relaxed and down to that point where you enter that trance state where your brainwave changes, it is exactly the same. You are now focused on what you're thinking or what the hypnotist is suggesting to you.
Okay.
So no one who's ever hypnotized, except in this one case, there's a condition called somnambulism. Only 5% of the population actually gets there the first time they try it. And they won't remember anything when they come up, and they can actually hallucinate when they're hypnotized and stuff like that. But that's very rare. I mean, of all the people I've had on stage in 40 years, I can tell you that maybe 10 were like that.
Okay.
And that's it.
And that's out of thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Over 40 years, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to the beginning of the class, because there are a few things that I want to say. And unfortunately, and please, if you're a guy out there, don't take offense to this, because it just happens to be true. Our fathers really did not give us a very good, at least if you're my age, I'm in my 60s, okay? They did not really give us a really good background in sex. And we didn't get it in school either, because in those days they didn't teach sex.
They don't now either. So,
much.
Nothing has changed.
So what I do in the very first 15 minutes of the class is I give men a basic anatomy class on the female body, where it is, what their responses are, where what the clitoris is, what the G spot is, even what the deep spot is, why don't you ever ask your partner what feels good?
Or why don't you ever listen? Why don't you ever listen to when she tells you that wasn't so good?
Yeah,
how about this? How about, could you try this instead?
And so people have to learn, and I want them, when they take my class, to learn to be open to a little bit of learning and a little bit of self-criticism and a little bit of admitting to themselves things they don't know. I mean, I was taught, Lori, by my very first female stage partner, who was also a hypnotherapist, taught me about women and about what they want and about how to touch them and about how... I'm going to tell you the most hilarious story. I'll bet you laugh at this.
Okay.
We were talking about fathers and what they don't do. My father waited until I was 16 to tell me about sex,
mm-hmm.
which was a little late because you've heard everything in high school anyway.
Uh-huh.
Not that you've done anything, but at least you've heard it. So where did he teach me? He came into the bathroom when I was taking a bath. And I'm sitting in the bathtub, and he's talking to me. All right. So he goes through this whole thing, and then he asks me, do you have any questions for me about it? And I knew I had to ask him something. So now my father was very Catholic, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so I said to him, can you tell me what 69 is?
Yes.
He turned beet red. I mean beet red, because he'd never done it. He thought it was against the church teachings and the whole thing, so he'd never done it. So he stammered around and he tried to explain it to me. And then he said to me something very fateful. I hope that you didn't inherit my disease. I'm like, what disease is he talking about? And that's exactly what I said. I said, what disease, Dad? He said, I have a disease called premature ejaculation. Whenever I go to bed with somebody, I can't last more than 3 or 4 seconds. So I hope this doesn't, it's you didn't inherit it. Okay, I've never been to bed with anybody. In fact, it just didn't happen for me until I was 18.
Right.
And I was in the Air Force. And my first time, how long did I last?
3 seconds. 3 minutes.
Yeah, 5 seconds, probably.
Mm.
And I went, oh, shit, I've got the disease. I told you to laugh. Now, I tried it again a few months later. Didn't last any longer. I said, oh my God, I do have the disease. Now I get stationed in Las Vegas after my basic training. I meet Ginger Court, who I spent the whole time with on stage. And we went out. She asked me to come out with her that night. We went out, and then she invited me back to her hotel room. I know she had evil designs on my young body. So we get back to the hotel room. She wants to go to bed, and I'm scared to death. I go, I can't. I have a disease. Well, the look on her face was obviously probably what you were just thinking. And she said, you're in the Air Force. Why don't you just go to the hospital and get it fixed? I said, it's not that kind of disease. It's incurable. She had this strange look on her face, like, holy shit, what have I got myself into? And she said, can you tell me what you've got? And I'm almost crying, Lori. I go, I got premature ejaculation. No, she did exactly what you just did. She broke out laughing. Okay. And mm-hmm. she said, don't worry about it. We're going to cure that right now. And she hypnotized me, and I lasted, I can't tell you, we made love the whole night. And I lasted longer and longer each time.
That's such a great story for everyone to hear. You shouldn't apologize to men in the beginning of this. This is a really, really good story, Richard.
Yeah, it is. So after that, like I said, she taught me. After that first night, she started to teach me, ask, this is where you touch. This is what feels good, but not for every woman. You got to ask the woman who you're with, you know. And so by the time I was with her for 13 years, by the time 13 years were over, I was pretty good in bed.
And enough to write this book. that we're and enough to do these courses. This is really great stuff, Richard. So tell us the name of the book. Tell us how people can get it. Tell us your website. You know, all the stuff. How can people get in touch with you? How can they find out your teaching and your performance schedule?
Okay. The name of the book is Hypnosis for Lovers. It's available on Amazon. On Facebook,
yeah,
I have a hypnosis group called Hypnosis for Lovers.
Okay.
And the entire schedule will be up there. As a matter of fact, it'll be up there in 48 hours. I'm just, and the reason it's being held up is Europe. I'm just working out the final dates on Europe.
Awesome. That's great. So it's, the Facebook page again is Hypnosis for Lovers.
Yep. It's a group page.
Okay. That's great. And then Richard, you and I will talk about producing some workshops together as well, because I think you sound fun, and I think this could be really an addition to my current student base. I think it would be fabulous to do it in Phoenix and other places where I teach, which is like all over the world.
Okay.
So, yeah, really, really fun. So this is Richard Anthony, everybody. Please go to his YouTube. Please go to Facebook, Hypnosis for Lovers. Please order the book. Hypnosis for Lovers from Amazon. And Richard, I want to really thank you for being my guest today on the show. It's been funny and fun and very educational.
Lori, my pleasure. And anytime you want, I'll come back.
Okay, thank you. And everybody, thank you for listening. I just so appreciate your support and your loyalty. And I will have another amazing guest next time for you on Sex and Happiness, somebody guaranteed to increase your sex and happiness. This is Lori Handler signing off. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.